Erin.
This is Jessica.
And this is episode 10 of the Double Knit Podcast.
Wow, 10.
10.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So, what are you knitting?
Well, I took a little... Well, I've been knitting on the Auburn cam shirt again. I finished the left, or one of the fronts, I don't remember if it's the left or the right, and started the other one, and it's still kind of tedious. So, I took a little break to knit a Huggable Hedgehog.
Cute.
For my older son. I knit one for a shop sample, like, two years ago. Yeah. And ever since then, he's like, will you knit me one? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And I kept putting him off. So when I finally pulled the pattern out, I had the receipt in it still, and I bought it over a year ago. And it took me, like, a day to knit it. So, and I felted it. And I also felted a Terror Bear that I had knit a long, long time ago that's just been sitting waiting to be felted. So I felted both of those, and they're ready to get finished up. And then I've also started a pair of socks, because last year at my November knitting retreat, I won a door prize of some Wasanga sock yarn from Curious Creek.
It's so pretty.
It's really pretty. The colorway is called Birches in Norway, and it's all these shades of green, yellowy greens that I love. I'm knitting the evening stockings for a young lady out of Nancy Bush's Knitting Vintage Socks. And like, as Amanda, drink Amanda, likes to say, like, they're not for a young lady. It's just the name of the pattern. Yeah, I think that's
quite a bit of stuff. You've been finishing, like, on your blog, you've been finishing stuff up like crazy.
Yeah, well, it was kind of misleading. It looked like I've been finishing a lot of stuff, but
I mean, stuff that had been sitting around.
Finally,
right?
Just been photographing a lot of it. A lot of it had been finished already. Oh, I did the heartbreakingly cute pilot cap from Mason Dixon Knitting Outside the Lines, which we will talk about a bit later as a shop model. And also for a shop model, I'm doing a hat from Fighead Designs called the Interwoven Cable Cap, and that's in Lamb's Pride, and it's just a really nice little cably pattern.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, I think that's everything. Although I'm really, like, I've been itching to, like, get a big gauge sweater on the needles, something else.
Like worsted weight or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted, because there's part of me that wants to get, like, a new project going that's not on size one needles, since everything I'm knitting is on size one needles. But I also kind of want to knit something that doesn't require lugging a chart around with me.
Oh, yeah.
So what I've really been, you know, wanting, hatching this idea for ages of for cably sweaters, but I don't want to have to, I want something easy, so
yeah.
I might do, I happen to know several people who are pregnant.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, are you? Oh. Yeah. But it's like there are babies like falling
there
out of the
are.
Sky around me right
everywhere
now.
Everywhere we go in Seattle, like everywhere we go, there's at least two or three pregnant ladies.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah,
some
so there's
kind of fertility hoodoo
going
on.
Yeah. So I've thought maybe I would knit a few sort of easy baby things, and that could kind of get that out of my system and also have that fun feeling of like, hey, I've been knitting this for 2 days and now I'm done. Woo!
Yeah.
Because I love that. So that's what I've been doing.
Because yeah, babies are small.
Yes, babies are small. Worsted weight sweaters for babies. Awesome. So fast. Now, you are one to point fingers about finishing because you have been like churning out the knitting.
Yeah. It's great. I think last podcast I was still working on the collar for Noah's sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It's done and he loves it and
Yay.
He didn't want to take it off.
Aww.
And it fits him great. So, I finished that. And then felted clogs for Noah's dad for Christmas. Those are awesome. I've never made them before. They're so fast.
Yeah.
And they're so easy and they turn out great. Noah, like, put one before it was felted. He, like, pulled it onto the cat. You know, she loved that. So, what else? Backyard leaves.
I'm pointing to it on the sofa.
It's in Classy in Happy Forest.
Which is awesome.
It's a great combination.
It's that same crazy greens that I love so much that match my purse and my socks and everything else about me.
Yeah, but the yarn pattern combination is awesome.
It's great.
I think I knit it in a week. Like, I zipped right through it because I was like
burned
so
through this.
Happy with how it was turning out.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm holding it right now.
Yeah. It's so squishy. I have to block it and graft it together still.
Yeah. I knit backyard leaves a long, long, long time ago, and I found the pattern at the time really challenging because of the asymmetry and the fact that nothing kind
no
of...
No two rows are the same.
Yeah, it doesn't repeat. And
yeah.
I had my eyes on the chart. It took me forever to knit that, but it was a really long time ago. It was probably, like, over 4 years ago that I knit that, right when the book came out.
I'm really happy with it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Noah was like, ooh, it's so pretty. She's going to love it because it's for his sister.
Yes.
So, and then I cast on for The Weekender Lace Wrap by, I think it's Lisa Dijkstra. Is it Crystal Palace? Dijkstra, yeah. It's a Crystal Palace pattern that's free. It's super easy lace, like, stole thing.
And also in Dream and Color.
In Dream and Color.
And Smushy.
Smushy. Into the Mystic is the color. So, and I've got, like, 8 inches or something done.
Yeah, at least that much from last night I saw.
Yeah, it's really easy. But I've been fantasizing about knitting so much.
Is that is the shawl the end of the holiday knits?
I have one pair of end paper mitts to do.
Oh, well, you'll knock those off in, like, no time.
Yeah, they take me, like, a week.
Yeah. Do you have your yarn all picked up for those already?
I have some in my stash, but I'm kind of rethinking the color combination. I know the colors I want, and I don't think that the colors I have are really... Well, I think the blue is off, because I was going to use up the rest of the deep sea flower smooshie. Oh, yeah. But I think it's too, like, blue. I want more of, like, the teal, like, the stash and burn colors. Like, the burnt orange with, like, the peacock blue. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's just, like, too dark.
Oh, okay.
Or royal or whatever.
All right.
So I might have to pick up a blue.
Cool.
But I've, like, totally been fantasizing about knitting so much so. I don't know if it's just because I've been doing it so much lately. That's a fall weather thing. Yeah, I've just been knitting like crazy. But I've been dreaming about knitting. I had a dream last week I told you about, I think, when we were working together, about the Misty Alpaca, the one skein I had. And I was, like, in my dream, like, figuring out what I was going to do with it. And so I'm like, oh, I should knit that yarn. And then last night, after knitting group, I came home, I got into bed, I woke up at, like, 3, and I'm like... Felt like I was still at knitting because I was dreaming about all the people at knitting and, like,
that's so all funny.
Gossiping and, like, knitting, and it was so weird. So it was like, I don't know, knitting group extended beyond actual knitting last night.
Wow.
To, like, 3 in the morning. It was great.
Except it wasn't as productive when you're asleep.
No. Unfortunately. So I haven't been dreaming about the baby. I've been dreaming about knitting. So
I don't know if I had any baby dreams when I was pregnant. I know some people have those, like, really crazy vivid dreams about the babies, but I don't remember having any. I mean, I have crazy vivid dreams all the time, but I don't remember having any specific baby.
I've had a couple dreams. But it's lately it's like all knitting all the time. It's all I want to do.
Cool.
I think it's the weather.
So what are you fantasizing about knitting?
Socks, because my feet are cold all the time because my circulation's all wonky.
Mm.
So I'm like, I need to knit socks. Lots and lots of socks. So I think I'm going to pull out the pomatomus. Because I'm so close to finishing my Christmas knitting. I'm going to pull out the pomatomus and finish those. I mean, I have like 3 inches of one done. So it's not that much. But
yeah.
Finish those. And then... Last year, I bought, I think from Fearless Fibers, it was like a kit, sock kit, that had an Anne Hansen pattern in it for acorn socks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this light orangey yarn.
Cool.
So it's kind of fallish.
Yeah, very fall.
Yeah, just socks.
I was having this total sock, I mean, I was looking at, oh, I know what it was. I was knitting on my sock yarn blanket a couple weeks ago at the movies. And when I finish a pair of socks, I take the leftover yarn, and if it's super wash, and put it in the bag with the sock yarn blanket. And then, you know, and then as I finish a ball, I just pull up, rummage around in the bag, attach the next one, and keep going. So I'm knitting off of the skein of Smushy in the Coco Kiss from the Merino Lace socks I did. Yeah. And I'm rummaging, and I've still got a bit of it left, but I was rummaging around in the bag and realizing that's it. And then I thought, wait, I started those socks in May, and I finished them in May or June. I have not knit another pair of socks since then.
It's a long time.
I know. I knit one sock at work as a sample sock, but that doesn't really count.
No.
So, but on the other hand, though, as much as I love to knit socks, we were talking about this at knitting last night, I had moth issues. And probably, I'm maybe in denial, I probably still do, but we're not seeing them or seeing much evidence of them. So everything made of wool in my house... And that's a lot of stuff in my house. Got washed and bagged. And so Now I'm like crazy. Like, if I wear a pair of socks, they get washed. When they get dried, they come back upstairs and they get bagged. Like, I have, and so I basically have like a gallon Ziploc bag that's like stuffed full of socks, and then another one, and another one, and another one. And originally I thought I'd like kind of rotate, but of course, you know,
yeah,
you don't actually do that. The, like, the 4-gallon bags full of socks are like somewhere in the closet, and it's the same 4 or 5 pairs that I keep wearing and washing and wearing and washing over and over again. The ridiculous thing is that even with all that wear, I have like one pair of socks that's kind of threatening to wear out a little bit, and I have 2 different pairs of socks that are waiting to be repaired where I accidentally, I snagged them on something and ripped a hole in them, uh-huh. and like the socks are fine. But I, like, I know people complain all the time about wearing out socks. I put on socks this morning that I knit at my first year at knitting camp. So it's over 4-year-old pair of socks. They're Waving Lace from Evelyn Clark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knit these suckers a long time ago. I wear them all the time. I wash them in the washing machine.
Wear out already.
And there's no sign of wear at all. I mean, like, there's wear, but not, like, they're not threadbare anywhere. They're not, and there's no sign of them wearing out. So there's part of me that thinks, like, I need to just stop knitting socks. I mean, I know there's some people last night at knitting who are like, well, I'll take your socks. I'll,
yeah.
Maybe I just need to start donating them. There's, okay, now I'm really going on a tangent here. Someone came to the Knitters Guild sometime last year. She was visiting her sister here in Seattle. She doesn't live here. She lives somewhere in the southeast. And she's a pastor, and her church has a group they call Power Socks for the people who love to turn out socks.
Mm-hmm.
They hand knit socks, and they sell them at, you know, not quite a really reasonable price given how much work goes into
right.
them, but they sell them for a decent amount of money for hand knit socks. And then all the money that they make from that gets donated into a fund that they use to help people pay their power bills.
Mm-hmm.
So they're power socks. So they, anyway.
Cool.
So I thought that's a cute,
I think I remember you talking
clever
about
charity
that.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a really creative way to sort of channel. You know, so often when there's like a charity knitting thing, people are like, I will knit things for these people. But, you mm-hmm. know, if you live in somewhere warm anyway, you don't mm-hmm. really need a lot of wool socks.
Yeah.
But you can sell the socks and
right.
give people the money, because people could always use money.
And that would bring us to my awesome charity knitting idea that
oh,
I had.
You have a charity knitting idea?
Yeah.
Oh,
because I did that year-long gift-along thing this mm-hmm. year. So I'm like, that's why I'm so ahead, besides the fact that I've been knitting like crazy, on all my Christmas gifts. But I think next year I'm just going to like pick a charity, do a crap load of knitting for them, and just donate in people's names.
That's a great
and
idea.
Say, I knit 10 hats for you and donate them to X charity for you, like, in your name.
That's a
great instead
idea.
Because, you know, I've knit hats for, like, everyone.
Everybody's got a hat.
Yeah, everybody's got a hat. Everybody's got, like, mittens or gloves or something. And my brother's family lives in Kansas. They obviously need warm stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But not as much as, like, homeless people need
yes.
warm stuff.
That's true.
So I think that is a great idea. And
it is.
I'm excited to do that.
We should organize, you know, like, a Ravelry group around that
oh
idea.
God.
For
organizing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. Right. Oh, you're going to have a baby really soon. Never mind. Okay, you don't need to organize anything. But I encourage someone to run with this idea, because
yeah.
that's a really great idea. It's to sort of...
Yeah, I mean, it can kind of mesh. I kind of got the idea from Brown Berry on Ravelry. She's
okay.
the organizer for year-long gift-along. Because the fourth quarter challenge for that group is to knit stuff for charity.
Okay. That's
and
great.
And I was like, that's fantastic. Maybe I should just do
yeah.
all my gifts like that next year.
Because I feel like people do really get in this trap of, like, I mean, I don't, because I don't
you
knit,
don't
for,
knit
other people.
For other people.
I have freed myself from this problem by only knitting for myself and occasionally my children when they whine a lot. Or, you know, every year it's the challenge of, like, what am I going to knit for my family this year? And try, and, you know, not everybody actually, you know, I don't understand these people, but they don't all necessarily want a lovely hand-knit item, or they're not...
Yeah.
Or if it's someone who's just not going to care for it, or someone who lives in a climate, you know.
Or doesn't appreciate
it. Your aunt
and wife. Yeah.
So, you know, but it's a really good idea to sort of focus that energy toward people who need it.
Well, yeah, and then people who don't want your wonderful hand knits will have, you know, feel good, like, oh, I'm, you know, my gift was keeping people's heads warm.
Yes.
Because I don't care about that for myself. So, yeah, that was a good tangent, though, because it brought...
Yeah, yeah, we
something
kinda
I wanted
around,
to talk
but
about.
But so now we gotta like zip back around because there was something else on your fall.
Oh, my fall
knitting
yeah.
fantasy list.
And I talked about this on a different podcast, the 103-8, or is it -1?
I think it's 103-1.
Yeah, 103-1 drops cardigan, the asymmetrical 3/4 sleeve thing. I have the yarn for it.
You do? Which yarn is
it? Cascade 220.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's just sitting in my cedar chest, getting all...
I look at that every once in a while, think about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm so stuck on this idea of doing something cably, but then it's dopey because I don't really feel like knitting, like paying attention to charts right now. Maybe I should do something simpler like that. Actually, the other thing I've been playing with is a lot of people at Pearly Girls, like Rebecca and Meg,
drink guys,
have been doing, in preparation for a February lady sweater, have knit a February baby sweater.
Uh-huh.
And I've been wanting to do both also myself, and since it's raining babies, I might as well knit some sweaters. So, you know, they're sort of doing it as like a swatch or sort of to learn how the construction works on the sweater, which is a great idea. So I was thinking maybe of doing that because that seems like a pretty, you know, easygoing
small,
kind of pattern,
simple,
you know,
yeah.
2-row lace chart, no problem.
But I'm also thinking I should pull out oblique and work on it.
Yeah.
Too, because I have a sleeve done.
Yeah.
Although that doesn't really like...
It's not ringing your bell right now?
I mean, Noah's sweater was green.
Yeah.
Like a very lighter. Like
what color is the yarn you have for the drop sweater?
Gray. Like white gray.
Okay.
I don't know. Not too exciting.
No.
But I wear lots of gray and I wear lots of black.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cardigans are good right now. Because I'm wearing a zip thing, but I can't zip it.
I was just looking at the thing. It's too bad it wasn't a two-way zipper.
You could
at least close the top on it and leave
it's
the bottom open.
With the gun on it.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a little bit creepy, but I like it. Okay. That's my knitting. Oh, I've been thinking about sewing a lot, too, since your last sewing.
Yeah.
But I don't really have anything to sew. I finish all my projects.
There's always things to sew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been off on that tangent quite a bit myself, too. So, let's talk about some new sock yarns.
Yay!
New sock yarns. One that just came out and is already almost gone. Opal came out with a line of socks in conjunction with Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince movie release, but unfortunately, the movie release got changed. It was supposed to come out in November, and now it's not coming out until next summer. And then I don't know what happened, if it was a production issue or if it was a distribution issue, but I know we were originally supposed to get, like, there were 8 colors. We were supposed to get a full bag of each and a display and movie tickets and posters and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then we got an email saying... Actually,
and the colors are themed for the Harry Potter.
Right. Yeah, they're 8 colors. They're for all the characters.
Yeah.
Or not all the characters, but there's a Tonks, a Lupin, a Hedwig, Draco, Harry, Ron. For some reason, there isn't Hermione. There's like Dumbledore, and Kathy at work is like, how come there's no Hermione? I don't know why there's no Hermione, but there's no Hermione. Anyway, we got an email saying, you're actually only going to get 40% of your order, which means we're only getting 4 skeins of each color. So what we did for our shop was we let our customers know and let people reserve them ahead of time, and we pre-sold almost everything. We had like about a dozen skeins left, and I think at this point we have 5 skeins of yarn left of the Harry Potter sock yarn. So it's just the, you know, Opal kind of self-patterning, self-striping.
Yeah.
In some fun colors that kind of.
So you may be able to find it.
Yeah, I'm sure some of the bigger online retailers got a lot more than we did.
Yeah. Part of that's my fault because I was pre-ordering for my sister, so I have 5 skeins that I have to buy for her. But
But so we're also getting ready
Malabrigo
to pre-order.
Socks.
Yes. So Malabrigo, I just got an email this morning. I emailed Tobias, and he said they plan to start shipping on October 28th. And it is 24 colors, and they are beautiful, and they're kind of, there's some semi-solid and some more variegated things in there. Someone at Pearly Girls had a sample skein of it, and it's quite lovely.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that, and that's another one we're probably going to pre-sell on, too, because there's been so much interest for that.
And then the fire, and they're like, we don't know when it's
going
to happen.
There was a lot of question marks about it, but now they've got it, and they said they're going to be ready to ship it soon. So we're excited to get that in. I think people are going to Love that.
Yeah. I've already been thinking of other things besides socks I can make with it. It's going to make some nice...
Oh, like shawls with it. That would be cool.
Because I like the fingering weight rather than the lace weight.
Or even like some fingering weight baby stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty. Oh, and I was thinking also we got in, I don't know if I talked about it before, we got sheep feet in at the shop a little while ago, which is from Sheep Shop Yarns.
I think it was on its way to us.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And it's a merino, really tight twist.
It's more really, sport weight.
Yeah, and it's like sport or almost the DK, like 5 or 6 stitches to the inch. There was a free pattern they gave out to do a one skein. It's like 250-ish yards, I think, in a skein. And they had a one skein pattern for it that's sort of a short, not super short, but shorter and lacy sock.
Like ankle sock.
Yeah, no, they're a little taller than that. They're maybe like a 5-inch leg on it. Not super duper short, but I guess it depends how long your foot is. But Jen at the shop just knit a sample pair of those, and they're so squishy and nice.
Yeah.
And really, really
It reminds
awesome.
Me of Kwegu, like the twist on it.
Yeah, it's that really tight twist, but nice, like, squishy merino.
Yeah.
It's very nice. And the colors are really lovely that they do. So that's cool, too.
Yeah. Well, do you want to talk about Mason Dixon?
I do want to talk about Mason Dixon.
They're going to be in Seattle tonight.
Which doesn't help you at all.
No, it does not help you at all.
You'll get to hear this, like, days later. But tonight they're coming, and I'm really excited, because the last time Ann and Kay did a book tour, the only thing they did in the Pacific Northwest was one stop in Portland. Sarah and I, drink Sarah, got in the car and drove to Portland and spent the day in Portland and saw them at their book signing and got to go have dinner with them and drove back home the same night.
Wow.
Only got pulled over once and didn't get a ticket. Woohoo! Got off with a warning. Who gets pulled over for 80 in a 70 zone, really? But, anyway, but so they're coming to Seattle tonight, so I'm really excited. I've got the book here in front of me, and I already knit the Heartbreakingly Cute Pilot Cap, which I did for the shop, which, by the way, people, tiny little hat, the 0 to 8 month size. I mean, it's stretchy, but it's really teeny. I think I would make the next size up, and I've wanted to think, it's got a lot of seams, and in seed stitch, which I just don't do a good job sewing up in a pretty sort of way. So anyway, those are some things to think about when knitting it. But anyway, the book is awesome. There's just so much fun stuff, and I know the one thing for me that's the real standout is the fern cardigan for a little girl.
I think I've only looked through it maybe once or twice.
I'm also really intrigued by the whole daily sweater thing. The way they wrote it out is like a mind-blowing little chart thing where it looks like the periodic table. with this interesting, they kind of invented this intriguing notation for creating this. It's a top-down raglan, and you know, just one of those super.
That's cute.
Super cute thing. Oh, I'm just looking at the color wheel where they have Anne's color wheel and Kay's color wheel, and I love that Anne's has things like murk, ink, gravel, bilge, and Kay's is mine like. Green, other green.
You have yellow in yours, though.
Yeah, she's got sudden craving for yellow. Colors that look good with green.
Yours would be like green and blue.
Yeah, it would.
Maybe a little mauve or rose.
Yeah,
or
there's a little burgundy. There'd be a little burgundy in there. Yeah, but there's that beautiful fern cardigan that I remember when Anne knit it originally. That's not, where is it? Anyway.
Is that the little girl's jacket?
The one that's done in the stripes of Shetland and sort of the greens and... here it is. And Anne knit it a couple years ago for the state fair, and she won second place in the Tennessee State Fair with it. But it's little stripes of different colors of greeny, blue, and brown in Shetland. And then she embroidered these little fern fronds along the bottom. But it's kind of, I don't know, would you describe it as like Edwardian style?
It's kind of A-line, swingy coat jacket. It's got ribbing on the top, and I think stockinette on the bottom.
Yeah.
Skirt part of the coat.
Little collar, really sweet. And I, when I saw it and saw the colors of it, it reminded me of the crayon sock that I began and never finished my ill-fated Ziggies with.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of similar colors, and I thought, oh, that'd be kind of fun to do it in something where you didn't have to actually, like, change yarn colors and think about making stripes, where you could just use something that's striped on its own.
Yeah.
And then And of course, and then if you're me and I'm like, ooh, and then I could even just like knit it all in one piece and change some things. Anyway, yeah, that's really cute. It's adorable, adorable, adorable. Love that one. And there's some really, they had a fun blog post too. There's this one sweater in here where you're supposed to find a quote that you like and then you knit I-cord and kind of make cursive writing out of the I-cord and stitch it on. And Ann and Kay, Margaret, yeah. Yes, it is called Margaret, had talked about, you know, picking out text to go on one, and I had jokingly left a comment on the blog saying, you know, you could pick a quote that you liked and then, you know, every 6 months or so take it off and then sew on, or I guess it's chain stitch, not I-cord, what am I saying? It's a chain stitch on there. But, you know, then you could, you know, unpick it every six months to a year and put a new quote on it, which Kay then deemed it like a Twitter sweater. So you could just have like a Facebook status update sweater where, you know, gone to the grocery store for milk, eggs, and bread. Anyway, but that's an ambitious little project that I don't think I'll be making. But the other really fun thing in here that I love, and also because it's kind of a stash busty sort of project, is the Kiki Mariko.
The rug.
Rug, which is done in this great little kind of herringbone-ish.
Yeah, I like that
or
a lot
twill
too.
Or I don't know what you want to call it. That you do in like a billion colors and felt.
Lamps are probably bulky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that'd be a great stash buster. I mean, if you had, I mean, anything you had that was feltable, you could throw a lot at that and do some really fun stuff with the colors.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. There's a great Christmas stocking in here too. That we're always looking for that for customers at the shop, that has kind of fun, funky patterns on it, and then charts for doing everybody's name on it, and just all sorts of wonderful, lovely little fun things. Very cute yarmulke in here, some Christmas stuff, bags, there's just like everything in here.
Yeah, and their same style, like fun style of writing as well.
So. Really fun. I love that. Yeah, the dish gloves where you knit the little cuff for them, which on the one hand seems a little crazy, but on the other hand, haven't we all had the experience of having the water run down your arms and into your dish gloves, and then they're all clammy and gross inside?
Your fingers get all pruny.
Yeah, it's gross. So that's a really cute idea. I don't know if I'll actually be doing it, but it's a lot of fun. But anyway, so the book's great. Love Ann and Kay. So excited to see them tonight. Seen any good movies lately?
Yeah, last weekend I watched Stranger Than Fiction, which I had talked about last night because it has what's his face,
Tony
Bluth.
Hale.
Yeah, but who plays Buster Bluth on Arrested Development? and it wasn't what I expected. Nope. I thought it was going to be like this comedy thing, but I love Maggie Gyllenhaal.
The whole and cast is great in that. Yeah, I mean Emma Thompson, Dustin Hoffman, so much fun in that.
Will Ferrell's just so...
Oh, and Tom Hulse is in there as the psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just great cast.
Yeah.
Love
Will Ferrell
movie.
Did such a good job.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like, his usual goofy Anchorman style.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
It's a really, really interesting... I mean, it's exactly that it... You kind of think, like, I avoided it for a long time, but I kept thinking, well, wait a minute, this is directed by Mark Forster, who directed Monsters Ball and Finding Neverland, and I thought, he wouldn't make a stupid comedy.
Yeah.
So when we finally saw it, we were just completely charmed by it, because it's quite sweet and interesting
and
really well done.
I don't know if any of our listeners have seen it, but the diagram things that kind of follow him around in his day, just, it was so great. I loved it.
Well, I saw a film...
And just kind of dry humor, which I really like. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I saw a film the other night that I wanted to see because I'd heard it was good, and then I'd sort of put it off because I was like, I'm not really sure if I want to watch this. And it also really defied my expectations of it, which was Lars and the Real Girl, which is Ryan Gosling and Emily Mortimer's in it. And,
I like Emily Mortimer.
The short description of the film is basically like, guy, social outcast, starts dating a, like, well, not it's not really a blow-up doll, but essentially like a life-size sex doll.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the short version. But the film is like completely different from what you would expect, and it just takes the story in really unexpected ways. And it was pretty charming. I never got like really into it, but the performance by Ryan Gosling is really great. And it completely takes you by surprise in the ways that it goes. Patricia Clarkson's in it. Love her. So that was fun.
Yeah, we had planned, kind of, sort of, because we didn't buy our tickets ahead of time, to go see the Revenant Film Festival.
Oh.
Which is a annual zombie film festival in Seattle that's all indie, like, independent zombie movies. Made, I think some of them are local. And it's like 8 hours, though. It's from 4 to midnight. But we didn't make it because we did errands for like 8 hours on Saturday. So we just, by the time it was 4 o'clock, I'm like, I'm way too tired to go
sit
watch
8 hours of zombie movies. Oh.
Which, you know, normally I would be on that.
That's
but,
too bad.
I'm looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, the grandparents can take the baby.
Yeah.
And we can go sit through 8 hours of zombie movies. And they have snacks and all kinds of stuff.
That's fun.
So
brains to snack on.
Yeah. Like little Jell-O mold brains or something. Yum!
Yeah. We got an unexpected chance to go see a movie this last week, which I'm really happy I did. It was called Happy Go Lucky, and it's directed by Mike Lee. And Mike Lee was at the screening I attended. And so there was a Q&A with him. And I, before we went, I was looking up his filmography, because I've seen a lot of his films, and I really like his work a lot. He directed Topsy Turvy, that I love, and Life is Sweet, and Career Girls, and Vera Drake, which I think most people know him for. But then I started looking at his filmography, and of films that he's made that were released in the U.S., I've seen all but one. And it was one that I never saw. It was Naked, which has some themes in it that I generally don't like seeing in movies, so I always kind of avoided it. But I've always felt bad about it. But anyway, so I love Mike Lee. And this film was a real departure for him. And the tone, as the title suggests, the tone of the film is very upbeat and fun. And it follows a woman, a 30-year-old woman, who's a primary school teacher named Poppy, who's just this really upbeat, positive, fun person. And you kind of follow her through her life, and you meet her friends and see her at work. And it starts with her bicycle stolen, so she's going to learn how to drive, and she's taking driving lessons, and her relationship with her driving instructor. And it's really very charming and disarming, and another one of these films that doesn't take you where you think you're going with the story. And I was saying to Amanda, drink, one of the funny things about the film is that, as much as I enjoyed it, like, it was a main character who every choice she made is the exact opposite choice I would have made in the same situation. And so it was interesting to sort of go on this journey with someone who views life from such a completely different angle than I do. Mm. And see her, you know, where that takes her. So that was really fun. And then there was Q&A with Mike Lee, which was
that's
much too
forever,
long.
Right?
Yeah.
I rewatched Misery the other day.
Oh, I've never watched that. That's too gross for me.
Kathy Bates is all young and crazy.
Yes.
I watched this movie called The Clearing. Robert Redford? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Helen Mirren? I didn't like it.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say about it, because I really didn't like it.
Okay.
No, I was like, what the F was that all about?
Oh, great.
So, but I love Helen Mirren, because we just watched The Queen not that long ago. I was like, she did such a good job.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was disappointing. But I got from the library, so it was free.
Whatever. Yeah. You reading anything good?
Still reading Anna Karenina.
Oh, yeah.
Tolstoy.
Long.
Yeah, I'm like 2/3 of the way through.
I had a major library, like, brain spasm, and I had the Seattle Public Library, I'm sure most public libraries nowadays, you can manage your account and you can put something on hold, but you can suspend the hold so it doesn't, like, everything doesn't come flying at you at once. And I wasn't paying attention to my account. And I always put a ton of stuff on hold where I hear something interesting. I'll put it on hold, but I'll suspend it, and then I'll just have it sent to me when I actually want it.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of fell behind on maintaining. Anyway, I messed up. And, like, 8,000 books showed up, like, all at once. Books, movies, there's a stack, like, and some of them I just had to, like, turn right back around and return. But so I have all these novels and all these movies and all this stuff, and I feel really bad, and I'm still, like, crawling through his legal self, which I guess, I mean, the problem is that it's just not grabbing me, and I should just start reading something else. But I have this weird thing like, no, I have to finish this. You know, I start, and I just need to like put it aside or, you know, return it to the library for mm-hmm. a while and just read something else that kind of gets me more interested right now.
So have you started any of these? This huge...
No, but I've sorted the pile several times into several different, like, well, maybe I'll read this now. I don't know. What am I in the mood for? I ended up, like, sorting out, so most of the stuff that I hung on to were all, like, the young adult things. Like, I don't remember. There was some whole discussion maybe, like, a year ago about The Last Unicorn by Peter Beagle, mm-hmm. which I never read, but I loved the movie when I was a kid.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Schmendrick, the last of the Red Hot Swamis. I love that.
Like when a tree turns into the woman, you know?
Yeah, I just love
yeah.
that movie. But anyway,
so... I had it at Target for like $5.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah. They probably still have it, but it's not on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I was thinking of reading that, and there was another like young adult book that I'd heard recommended called Into the Wild, which is not to be confused with...
The guy who dies
in the last one. Yeah. Not about the guy with the moose. But, yeah, I don't know, maybe that's just where my head is right now. And I just haven't been giving myself reading time, so I gotta be better about that. Get some reading done.
The other thing I watched was Kite Runner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And?
It was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know that, like, the novel is, like, on the New York Times bestseller list and has been for a long time. Yeah, it was kind of depressing. It kind of made me angry, but it didn't really make me feel like I wanted to read the book.
Okay.
Which, you know, if there's a really good movie adaptation, like, I want to read that book.
Yeah.
But I did watch Persepolis.
Oh.
Which I loved. Loved
that. That was great. Yeah. So well done.
Yeah. I loved it. And Noah wasn't really into it, but then once I started it, he sat down and watched, like, the whole thing. Or he was hovering for a while.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, would you please just sit down if you're going to watch this? It's like someone reading over your shoulder.
Yeah.
And someone just comes into the room, like, stands there and stares at the TV. Or, we don't have a TV, at the computer.
Yeah.
Like, while the movie's on. Just sit down and watch it. So, that was amazingly good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that's it.
My
birthday's on Friday.
Yay! 17th. Happy birthday.
Noah's taking me to see Night of the Living Dead at Seattle Children's Theater.
All right.
Because we were going to try and do a whole zombie October.
Yeah.
Like, do the film festival, do that, do the Seattle Children's Theater thing, and... Yeah. So we're going to go eat at Serious Pie.
Oh, yum.
For lunch on Friday.
Yum. Excellent.
I'm excited, so...
All right, cool. Well, yeah. We'll talk to you all next time.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
But that don't seem to know. Acting like you're their best friend, it cancels out the fact that you annoy them all to death. Walk, love, and hate, lie off. In a weekend's eye, lead on, lay off, lay cry. Yes, I right here, right now. Now is your brightest day. I hate to say, but I feel the same way. At any time, in any place, you're always in a person's. But that don't seem to know. Acting like you're their best friend, it cancels out the fact that you annoy them up to death. Because you are Miss Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, like kiss and dice is all to join them. Then they sit your gun bang and you shoot them down just cause you can. Thank you. is cosmic.